Gracious eternal Father, we are so grateful. We are thankful once again for another privilege, O God, and honor that you have given to us to come to your house, Lord. We thank you for your blessings since Sunday when we gather here, O God. Thank you for your blessings in all the services, O God. Since then, Father, your grace has been with each and every one of us, O God. You have kept us in our going out, in our coming in. You have kept our children. You have kept business people. You have kept, O God, workers, O Father. Travelers, O God, thank you for journey mercy. Thank you for healing, O God, the sick one, O God. Thank you for deliverances, O God, that you have wrought, O God. Great and mighty things that you have done for us, O God. We say thank you, Father. Blessed be your name in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for defeating every plan of the enemy, O God. We know he doesn't have any good thing for us, O God. His thought, O God, and his plan is always to kill, to steal, to destroy. But we thank you, Father, that you have conquered him, O God, and you have given us the victory. And that's why we are happy and we are rejoicing, Father. In the same, we say, blessed be your name, O God. We thank you for all this that you have done for us. We are praying, Father, that you will increase our faith, O God. Take away unbelief from us. Take away doubt, Lord. We will ask this evening, Father, that you will forgive our shortcomings. Forgive all our failure, O God. All our wrong, our sin, may they come under the blood, O God. We will pray, O Father, for ourselves here. May you be our help tonight. We pray for souls that are also on their way, Lord. May you be their help, O God. Those that will not be here but are hooked up, O God, may you also help them, O God. We pray for, Lord, your servant at Bakatari, O God. May you be their help there, O God. In all the nations of the world where your children are gathered in like manner, may you be the help of your people, O God. Be my help also tonight. Help us, O God, in the reading of your word, O God, and the little, O God, speaking, O Father. We pray, Lord, that you will bless it, O God. When it will come time for prayer, inspire us to pray, O God. At the end of the service, may we have God to thank you. Blessed be your name. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. The Lord bless you. You're welcome to midweek service once again. Let's turn our Bible quickly to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 14, verse 22. Matthew chapter 14 and verse 22. Right. I read, he said, and straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to go into a ship and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitude away. And when he had sent the multitude away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. And may the Lord Jesus bless the reading and the hearing of this portion of his word in our hearts, in Jesus Christ's name. You can please be seated. God bless you. Amen. We thank God once again. I believe that we are happy to be in the house of God. We are happy to be in God's presence. Because there is no better place that we can be other than to be here in his house. Amen. And just as the prophet said, there's no better person that we can talk about other than to talk about Jesus Christ. Amen. Just as it is written in the Bible that there is no name given under heaven whereby we must be saved other than that name, Jesus. Amen. It is in that name that we have our freedom. You know, it's in that name we have our healing. It's in that name we have salvation to our soul. Whatever you can think of. Amen. As simple as that name is, it's powerful. You believe that? It's so powerful. That name, Jesus. May God help us in Jesus' name. Since it has fallen my lot tonight to speak, I was just thinking, Lord, help me. What can we say for a prayer meeting? And since I'll be away for 3 weeks, I'm going to miss every one of you. I'm going to miss my family. So I'll just think, what do we say? And this message just dropped in my heart. And I pray somewhere along the line, God will use it to bless us. God will use it to encourage somebody in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, if you look at where we read, I don't know if our brother can just flash verse 23. If you follow the account of that scripture, you will see it was where Jesus fed 5,000 people with a little lunch pack of a little boy. Amen. This message is a message we are familiar with, but just to re-echo it to us, of course, the word of God is inexhaustible. You believe that? It's inexhaustible. And it can meet your need presently. Amen. It just depends on the condition of your heart and the condition of your faith. And that's why we're praying and we're trusting that God will help our faith tonight in Jesus' name. Now, if you look, Abraham said, was where multitude were gathered. You see, and Jesus being a very compassionate person, you know, when he looked at the people, when he was going out of Jerusalem and he had preached, they were gathered there. Maybe like as we have our convention, just think of something like that. After a very packed audience and whoever of the minister, any of us that stand behind the pulpit and just preach. And at the end, we now say, oh yeah, all of you be going back to your house. And you just say, no, you can't send the people like that now. I think it was Peter. Say, you can't send the people like that. Let's give them something to eat. And Jesus said, okay, put them down. You know, let them sit. And you go find something for them to eat. And Peter said, 5,000 people. Elola Magada. If we begin to scrap our offering, how much will we make to be able to feed these 5,000 people? Then Jesus said, what have you gotten there? And Peter said, it's a small boy in our midst that said he has five loaves of bread and two fish. Of course, that boy, his mother must have trained him well. He wasn't stingy. When they went through the crowd looking for who has something there, who has food, the master said, anybody has food there? He said, there's this small boy that has food. And Jesus said, okay, give me that food. Peter would have been thinking, what does this man want to do? This man would have been here of him that he said, he's the Messiah. But we don't used to understand him. What kind of man is he? Let's see the magic he wants to perform again. We will see how he will use this small food to feed 5,000. Think of it, even in this audience tonight, maybe we are not up to 100. A little boy now, like my own children, that we pack lunch for them. Of course, if I'm to share with any of them, it will not satisfy us. Now, not to think of this audience. Say, what magic does this man want to perform? But Brown said, and the disciples were looking at him. When he took it in his hand, he prayed, and he did what? He prayed. When he prayed, he gave to Peter. Oh, yeah, go and be giving. And while they are serving, they noticed when they caught it, the thing will grow back. They caught it, grow back, until they are fed 5,000. What? Prabhupada said, if there was a critic there, he would have looked and said, come on, what is going on? Is this? It seems as though this man is truly the Son of God. I think this man is, because there's none of our geo that can do this thing that this man has done. Amen. How that one time somebody, his hand was withered, his leg halfway, and Jesus said, bring him. His leg is like this. I just walk in. Okay, let us see the miracle again. This man wants to perform. Chivide says the miracle worker. Let's see. If it is doctor, we know how many months it will take them to correct that illness. Let's see what this one will do. And Jesus just said, fine. Maybe just touch it. I say, hey. And the leg just went normal. And the man began to walk normal. One time he met a blind man. And he looked, he said, okay, what would I do? And he just molded up and spit and mixed it. And they said, it's a dirty man. And he just put it in his eye. And the Bible said, the disciples, you know, they've been having so much, you know, of God, how that they work with their fathers. And now, yes, this man that is claiming is the Son of God. They now see him doing these things. And they begin to think, is this truly the Son of God? Though? So, Brother said that day, you know, when he performed that one, verse 22 there, he now sent them away. As though he didn't know what will happen. But you know, Jesus Christ, he knows all things. Because he is the body that God dwells in. You believe that? That's why Brother said it was 100% man, 100% God. And that's why he will always quote something. That I do nothing but what I see the Father doing. Not that there are three gods. He's just the same person. But just as the prophet told us in another message, he says that a mofi, you know, it takes different form, different marks. May God help us. Now, when he sent the multitude away, then he told the disciple, you people just go. I will join you. Then he sent the multitude away. And he went up into the mountain. Perhaps he has seen what Satan was planning, that he will scatter them in that ship. As they told the prophet one time, this missionary trip you are going to, there are diseases there, you will die. You don't know the kind of food they will give you, you will die. Prophet said, if it's not sending me, I'll go anyhow. Amen. It's just like Satan will tell you sometimes, you are going to die. He tell every one of us the same thing. He told me last week, he said, you will not see Sunday. I'm telling you something that he told me. And I begin to think, oh God, let me prepare myself if I will not see Sunday. It's a wicked man, you know. And then when I passed Sunday, I saw yesterday, I said, Satan, you can ask my family. The family of that, I said, Satan, shame unto you. And I was doing like this. And they were looking at me, my children, and they were laughing. They didn't know what I was going through. You know, it's just a wicked fellow. But, you know, God knows all things. When he told them, he said, just go. He didn't tell them what they were going to face. Can you see that? And that is the same way. Brother said, just as he tell us on this journey, we should keep going. He will not tell you what you are going to face. He will not tell me what I'm going to face. He just said, go, I will be with you, even in you. And they went into the sea. They entered the ship. Wala came. But remember, he was up on the mountain doing what? Praying. Their request, perhaps, will be part of the prayer request. And when evening was come, the Bible said Jesus Christ was where? Was there alone. Where? In the mountain. Just like a mama eagle. Up there, looking at his children. Let me see who will deal with them. No Satan can deal with you, brother. You believe that? No Satan can deal with you, sister. He knows all about the journey. That is why, when you understand God to that level, there is nothing that will bother you in this life. Is it that challenge will not come? They will come plenty. Is it that trouble will not come? It will come plenty. But as the child of God, you are not shaking. You are not moved. Just like one of the songwriters that said, as a son of God, as a daughter of God, stand still and let God move. Oh, bro, Joseph, my shop born, stand still, let God move. My house born, stand still, let God move. You are still alive. You do not born. Oh, they stole my money. Stand still. Let God move. He alive for a purpose. Be not afraid. He's telling you, it is I. You believe that? The next verse, my brother. He said, now, the ship was now where? In the midst of the sea. He knows. But he allowed them to get right into the midst. Satan is wicked. He knows the right place to put fear in people. Where they cannot go back.
Okay, if we say we should go back, how many minutes, how many hours will it take them to go back? If they say they should go ahead and get to shore, how many minutes, how many hours? Then, you know, the wind begin to what? Get contrary. Then that's fast. And it was in the fourth watch of where? The night. Satan is wicked. He didn't do it in the daytime. He didn't do it when, yes, you know, you could still see. But night, he began to trouble them. And Jesus was watching. But remember, he will never be late. Do you believe that? He will never be late. Even when Lazarus, 2 4 days dead, was Jesus Christ late? He said, I do nothing but what I say the Father doing. He's right on time. He doesn't go ahead of himself. He's not late. He's just right on time. That's why the prophet told us his great clock is just ticking exactly on time. So in your life, it's not late. You believe that? In my life, it's not late. You believe that? It was just right on time. And when they see God contrary, Satan thought it will finish them. Then, yeah, they saw a man walking on the sea. Jesus! Many things would have been going, just like when you enter a place and there is wind up there. You know, you are between heaven and earth. If God doesn't help you, the plane crash. You are gone. Now, you are inside water. Think about it. If you have had the experience of some of us that have entered boat and the canoe begin to go like this, you cannot swim. You know that you are going. Just think of the kind of fear that will be in the mind of the people. Ha! It would have been whatever thing they can call, they will be calling it there. They now saw a ghost. Permit me to use that word. Wallah never finished on this boat. Who is this one's evil spirit? And maybe this is the person girl that is causing the Wallah. When they look very well, Jesus said, hey, you people should calm down, calm down. It is high. Be not afraid. Peter said, okay, come, come, come. If it's you, tell me, let me come. Because the way you are walking on this water, ordinary man cannot walk on water. I like Brother Peter. Jesus said, oh yeah, come. Eh? Did he walk on the water?
Oh, sure.
But the Bible told us, when Peter began to look at the wind, that it was boisterous, what happened? He began to sink in. Fear entered. You see, fear is not good. May God help us. Now, before this time is gone, let me just read a couple of quotes before we go to pray. From the message, it is high, be not afraid. I think the prophet preached a lot of it. But the one preached 54:07:20 in the evening, paragraph 8. Now, Rebam said, if you notice, in order to do something, Jesus taking something. Amen. If you notice, that's about the last paragraph, paragraph in that 8. He said, if you notice, in order to do something, Jesus taking something to do something with. And now, in order to bring faith in this building tonight for healing, or whatever we have need of, brethren, Jesus has to take something from you to do something with. The first thing he has to get is to get somebody here in this audience tonight that has faith to be healed. If it is healing, somebody that will defy the law of science and say, I will be healed. Doctor has said, you just have 5 days to live, and somebody will come tonight and say, no, I will not die. Like my children, we were walking today. We were driving along the road path, and we passed through a graveyard. So I just told them, I said, look at that graveyard. There are about 100 people under the ground. Sometimes I pass statement like that because at their age now, they are getting a whole lot. I say, there are 100 people in the ground. Then my boy say, daddy, I don't want to die. I say, of course, nobody wants to die. Every one of us wants to live. But someday, you are going to die, and you too will be like that.
if Jesus has not come? Of course, that was the message. May God help us.
Satan puts fear. But Brother said, there's got to be somebody that will say, no, I don't want to die. There's nobody that Satan doesn't tell that. It might just be a little sickness. And before you know, you look and think, ah, this sickness kills so person, kills so person. And Satan says, you are also going out. You can define it and say, no. If it's happening for other people, on my case, it will cease. But Bible says, if we can just get one person like that tonight, the whole building will be on fire.
May God help us.
Somebody that is God faith to be healed and that will strike into the audience. Now, I noticed last evening, when that man that was blind was brought on the platform and he received his sight, he struck fire right away. See, the deaf woman that came, while I was yet holding her hand, asking the evil spirit to leave, she began to quiver all over. She said, I can hear, I can hear. Why? Because she's seen something. Amen. God just need one person. One person tonight that his faith will get so high and say, oh God, yes, I have it now. It will encourage another person. May I be that person. Now quickly, it struck fire. And by the time I was leaving, the whole building seemed to be illuminated with God's presence. Jesus taking what faith the blind man had, and what happened, or the faith the deaf woman, the woman that was there, and started that with the whole building. See what I mean? It takes something to do something with. Amen. Now, in order for him to get something, someone had to surrender something. That was a little boy, just like, you know, the account that we read. He had surrendered what? His lunch. Now, the little lad, the lunch in the little boy's hand wasn't very much. Is that correct? But he could only, you see, he could only partially feed himself, perhaps. But once he placed it in the hand of Jesus, what happened? It became much. It fed 5,000. We have a song we used to sing. Little is much when God is what? Is in it. You remember that widow woman that was in trouble? She was in debt. She's got nothing to pay out of her debts. Her husband was gone and the creditors were coming to take her sons. And she said, prophet of God, save me. The prophet said, what have you have? I'm asking you tonight, mama, what do you have? I ask you, brother, what do you have? Surrender it to God. You say, I don't have anything. You have something. Surrender that thing that you have. If you don't have anything, you have yourself. Surrender yourself to God. Let God walk through you. That thing you are trusting Him for. Say, God, I surrender myself. I surrender my head and my thinking. I don't want to think myself. I want you to think for me. Can we just be like that? Surrender that to Him. I tell you, you will see what God will do. This whole building, as the prophet said, it will be illuminated. Now, maybe your faith is not very much tonight. But if you, what little faith you have got, if you will just place it in His hand, Jesus' hand, it might cause a revival. You know, you've got to have something, brother. You've got to have something to do something with. And what you have got in your hand, it is not much. I tell you, but let it get into God's hand. In God's hand, it is wonderful. You see, it's wonderful what it can do with such little. One time, an old shepherd by the name of Moses, you remember him? He had a stick in his hand. But the Bible said, maybe a very insignificant stick that he picked from somewhere. Amen. But when that stick got in the hand of God, what happened to that stick? It became a tool in the hand of God. That with that, Moses used it to, you know, control Egypt. Amen. With that stick, he went to take Egypt. But Bible said, somebody would have looked at Moses. Where are you going? He said, I'm going to Egypt. To do what? To take over. With a rod in your hand? But Bible said, no, that wasn't the rod of Moses. It was the rod of God. May God help us. So, God is looking for something. Paragraph 14. But Bible said, but many times we make mistakes, brethren. We go without Him. And I do that mistake. We go without Him, you go without Him. Just like the disciples did. The Bible said, and they went out, they got into the ship, they got the ship ready, but they couldn't wait on Jesus. Perhaps, maybe it was a test. May God help us. They couldn't wait on Jesus. They went on anyhow. They said, he said, I will go. Okay, he said, I'll go send the multitude away and I will join you. But what happened? They went off without him. They had confidence in their boat. They were probably all fishermen and boatmen, so they knew their boat was all right. May God help us. It's just like sometimes, you know, you look at your vehicle, you think it's all right, but it's the work of man's hand. It can break down. You look at the aeroplane, you think it's all right, and you don't pray. That's why it's good to pray. When we are going on a journey, it's good to pray. When you are going out of your house, it's good to pray. Because Satan doesn't like you. You think he likes you? He hates you. If not for the mercy of God, he would have killed you long ago. It's good to pray. But Brother said they were too confident. They went without him. And so they went away without Jesus, trusting their boat. And that is what the church has done today. We have went away with our church, believing it is all right. Because we got great organizations. We got great buildings. And we left Jesus behind. We left Christ out of the church. Some of us has went off with our pastor and left Jesus. Can you say that? Some of them went off with their denomination and did what? Left Jesus. Some of them went off with the pipe organ. Maybe you are an instrumentalist. That is not enough. Some of them left with the pipe organ and did what? Left Jesus. Some of them went off with the building and did what? Left Jesus. But leaving Jesus behind, trouble is certain to come. Are you there? And they have confidence in their boat. Not long ago, we established this nation, America. We're wonderful people when this nation... All right, let me just jump down. See? But I say, and that's the condition of many today, we go without Jesus. We feel too confident that we don't need him sometimes. But you just be sure that when you go that way, trouble is bound to set in. May God help us. Now, paragraph 17. Abraham said, and Jesus, when he came, he looked at the ship, looked at the shore, and his boat was gone. That's right. He never just turned around and left them, but he climbed up the mountain to see where they were. And he looked away out in the sea, and there they was, trying to go in their own strength. You can't do this battle of life on your own, brother. I can't do it on my own. They were trying to do it on their own, leaving him out, and they were in trouble. Take it out, brother. They were in trouble, and that is where he looked and see the Church of America not long ago. When we were all tossed about with everything, the church being former, denying the power and everything, just as he did there, so he done. He sent us revival, give us Pentecost, you know, give the Pentecostal church a revival. He gave the word a revival, bringing them back again, a blessing. And he climbed up the mountain, look out. I'm so thankful tonight that the Lord Jesus has climbed the rampart of glory, far above all the archangels, far above all principalities, and is sitting at the right hand of God. Amen. Sitting at the right hand of the majesty of God tonight, even tonight. Watching this thing as she's tossing about. It seems why this America was established on freedom of religion. It seems the churches get former and get away. But they didn't forget us. You believe that? It's in your condition, brother. It's in my condition. But one thing I want you to know, he didn't forget you. Don't you never think that God has forgotten you. I tell you, he hasn't forgotten you. Is interested in you. Even if you're a sinner, he's interested in you. You say he's interested in me being a sinner? Yes. But he hates that sin that you are committing. He wants you to put a stop in that sin. He knows that you are struggling, but you know you cannot help yourself. What he wants you to do is to say, Lord, I surrender. While we bow our head tonight, let's talk to him for a little time. What is it that you can give him tonight, brother? Remember, Brother Bram said, for God to do something for you, you have got to give him something. You can say, Lord, I surrender myself. I surrender my thinking. My thinking cannot help me. There is none of us that our thinking can help us. As a family man, you know your thinking cannot help you. Your calculations cannot help you to be able to, you know, organize a family. God bless you, sir. To be able to meet the needs of your family. The only person that can meet your needs is the one that we have just spoken about, Jesus Christ. And that's why we come to him again tonight, saying, Lord, help us. I don't know if we can have somebody on the organ to play for us. Fear not, little flock. There's something about that song, you know, brother. Abraham says, always a little flock. And you see Jesus speaking to them, fear not. Fear not. And when you hear Jesus saying that, there's something around the corner. Something about to happen that you don't know about, but he knows about it. But remember, it will never be late, brother. Remember, sister, it will never be late, and it will never be ahead of himself. All that he wants you to do is just to surrender to him. While we sing that song, fear not, little flock, from the cross to the throne, from death into life, he went for his own. All power in hell, oh, all power above. You believe that? Is given to him. For who? For me and you. For the flock of his Lord. The next stanza says, fear not, little flock. Oh, he go ahead. Then why are you worried? Your shepherd selected, oh, the path you must tread, oh, the waters of Mara, oh, he was waiting for you. It's not just doing it in this service. It's done that long ago. If you just can only believe. Oh, fear not, little flock. Whatever your lot, you enter all room. Been sure he never forsake. Oh yes, he never is gone. My brother, my sister, so count on his presence. Oh, in darkness and dawn. Everybody now together, let's sing. Oh Lord, I believe. Oh Lord, I believe. Oh, all things are possible. Oh Lord, I believe. And Lord, I believe. Yes, Lord, I believe that all things are possible. Lord,
Why the organist explained, our brother explained, let's just think about this song. Brother Bram said, all things are not possible alone with God. Brother Bram said, all things are possible with you if you can only believe. And that's why he was telling us in this sermon, he said, God is just looking for one man in our midst that will believe God and say, Lord, this is my request tonight. I just want you to help me. I believe that you are the Son of God. Rabbi said, when you are convinced, you'll be concerned. Are you convinced that it is Jesus Christ in our midst? Are you convinced that this message of the hour is not a cunningly devised fable? Are you convinced that the days of miracle has not passed? Are you convinced that Jesus is still a miracle worker? Are you convinced that Jesus is interested about you? Maybe I will ask somebody tonight and give you a testimony. On Sunday, I just came to church like every other person would have come to church. But we don't know what Satan plans many times. I had a flat tire. And perhaps there was no spare tire. I didn't have spare tire. And I was very low in resources, just thinking, Lord, how will I do it? Of course, there's been some experiences I've been having lately in my life. And I look, I say, God, I don't know how to buy tire. The day before, if it had happened, I had the money to buy the tire, but I've used that money for something else now. Yeah, it's me in church. And the report came, your tire is done. I said, God, how will I get tire? And the brother just said, Bro Joseph, come, let's go and get tire. I told the brother, I said, I don't have money to buy tire. He said, don't worry. Hey, and I look, I said, God, is this how you walk? Brother, only believe all things are possible. I'm just saying that one to stay our faith. Another one, I told you, last week Satan was just telling me, I'm going to die. And I said, Satan, I will not die. Another one, oh my, so many things to share testimony. Somebody was just, you know, we had a transaction and it was just, you know, just on my throat. I said, Mr. Man, please cool down. And when the man could not cool down, I said, Lord, I'm surrendering this thing to you at this time. I want you to help me. And when the man came, the man was not the one comforting me. I look, I say, God, is this how you work? Brother, sister, just only believe. I tell you, all things are possible to you, Brother Bam said, if you can believe. There is somebody that owns your life. Remember this life, we are not the owner of the life. And the earlier, the better, we surrender ourselves to Him. Where you lead me, Lord, I will follow you. As the prophet said, whether a cottage, whether a tent, I don't know. But I know you have gone to prepare a place for me. That's what we should be interested in, my brother, sister. If He gives us resources here, fine, we thank Him for that. But if we don't have, won't we serve Him? If He can clothe the bed, He can take care of the bed. Like my boy was asking me, Daddy, how does the bed see food to eat? I said, God, give them food. This morning we came out after the rain had fallen, and these insects, they were all out. And he said, Daddy, how does this insect see something to eat? I said, just watch them now. They are going to go on top of the flower. As they are going on that flower, they are getting something there. That is their food. If God is so interested in little insects like that, the hands that go on the ground in your house, God is interested about them. But the Bible said, do you know He knows every number of them? He knows the one you will step on. He knows the one you will not step on. Then is it you, His son, His daughter, that is not interested in? I tell you, that trouble that you come into church tonight, if you can only believe, you are going back with a solution. You are going out with a testimony. All things are possible. Why we just pray? Just say something to God, Lord, this is what I want you to do for me. And that's why I'm here tonight. Is this sickness, Lord? I want you to heal me. Is there somebody that is sick tonight? I said, Lord, here am I receive my healing. Is there somebody that is here tonight, a sinner, and say, Lord, tonight I quit this sin. I accept you as my Lord and Savior.
Is there someone tonight that is needy and say, Lord, this is my need. I want you to give me the desire of my heart. I tell you, God has promised that whatever you have need of, is more willing to give that to you. All that you need to do is just to surrender, my brother. It's just to surrender, my sister. God bless you. Everywhere, while all heads are bowed and all hearts are closed, and everyone is talking to God, I want you to just believe that this is not just a service like another service. You believe that you have come to meet with God. Of course, when we come to church, that's what we come to do. Lord, this is my challenge, and I just want you to help me. You've got case in the court. God, I want you to help me. You've got case with maybe fellow man. Lord, I want you to help me. How you want him to do it, tell him. He will now do it the way he wants to do it. If he wants to do it your way, that's okay. If he wants to do it his way, then you will see that is the answer to your prayer. Are you sick tonight? Say, Lord, I want you to hear me. Will there be somebody that will just lift up his hand and say, Lord, I surrender myself to you. Maybe I don't have any faith, as the prophet said. Or maybe my own is just a little faith. But I know if I keep it to myself, it cannot help me. But I want to surrender it to you tonight. Because I know when it gets into your own hand, it becomes a big thing. With faith in your heart. While we invite the pastor to pray for us, just only believe all things are possible. And I can assure you that you are going to have a testimony.
I bless the Heavenly Father. We are happy again for making a way for us to be back to your house, and to sit at your feet, and to hear your infallible word be preached unto us once again. We know that your word is infallible, is dependable. By it, the entire universe was put together. So we can have confidence in what your word says. You promise to be in our midst, wherever two or three are gathered together in thy name. Your prophet said, you don't come for coming's sake. You don't come as an onlooker, neither do you come as a recording agent. You come to meet the needs of your people. We have heard your word, O God, in exhortation. We have read in the Bible how you gave sight to the blind, how you made the dumb to speak, the deaf to hear, the lame to walk. A man that was dead, buried 4 days, you came, you called him, he came out of the grave. You are the resurrection and the life. Lord Jesus, there is no impossibility with you. With you, all things are possible. Your prophet said all things are possible with us if we can only believe. We therefore ask, O God, have you been told that we can only have faith? As you give us, take away unbelief from our hearts, both the one on the altar and the one that raised their hands in the audience, take our belief from our hearts, Lord. Give our faith in our hearts to claim whatsoever our needs might be in the name of Jesus Christ. So let it be, O God. These needs that we have brought before you tonight, let it be turned to testimony that the needs have been met. Is it baptism of the Holy Ghost? Fill us, O God. Is it a faithfully answer prayers, Lord? Is it provision of this? May you answer prayers, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy holy name, Lord. Take all the glory and honor for granting these petitions. Bless your servant that you have graciously used, O God. And he had a testimonies to give. He has given a few of them. Father, we know you are God. You change not. Thank you, Father. Help us, Lord. Outside of you, there is no help. You brought us here. You have promised you will never leave us. We put our confidence and our trust in you. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name, Lord, for granting these petitions. In Jesus' most holy name, we pray. Amen.
Turn to this hymn number 60 before we hand over to the associate pastor. I'm following Jesus.
The reading of the scripture and the preaching of your word, it is I be not afraid. Thank you, dear Lord, for the blessings that you have blessed us with, how you have used your word to drive away fear from your children. We pray, O living God, that all the victory you have granted to each, Lord, may be sustained. Lord, from there may each one gain higher ground and more victory to the glory of your name. We want to thank you for the privilege we have, Lord, to commit our requests into your hand, those that are written, and the normal ones we normally have on the slide, and individual ones that we have, and just other requests of things, needs, problems, situations, Lord, that we know as individuals and we have committed also into your hand. Lord, all those things, you know them before we even bring them unto you. And you already have provision to answer each and every one of them. We are asking that you give unto us faith, Lord, to be able to retain the blessing, and Lord, to receive all the answers to our requests to the glory and the honor of your name. Lord Jesus, may you drive away doubt and unbelief from us, and give unto us assurance that all that you have spoken in your word, nothing will stand before them, Lord. Grant it, Lord, that very soon there will be testimony concerning each of our requests, Father. Heal the sick and the afflicted, deliver the oppressed, their Father. Lord, set the captives free, O God. Lord, situations that man cannot remedy, you are the only one that have the solution. May you see to them, Heavenly Father. Have your way, King of Glory. Your servants that have journeys ahead of them, Lord, may you go before them. May you put words in their mouth. May you take care of every situation. May the journey be safe and smooth. May they come back with testimonies, their Father. All that they leave behind, you watch over them. Thank you, Master. The vessel you have used tonight, we ask to replenish him for the virtue that has left him. Lord, bless him and recall him and lift up the honor of his ministry. Thank you, Eternal Father. Lord, by Sunday, when your children will have to gather here physically again, we pray you bring your children in our numbers and send forth your blessings. Thank you, King of Glory. Your servant that went to Bakata, they bring him back safely. As we return back to our homes, you are the one that brought the children of us safely. Take us back home safely. Watch over us, those going to far places and those that are going to near places. We pray your protection will be upon everyone. Thank you, Eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. The Lord bless you. Well, next week is Easter week. After this Sunday, the Friday will be Good Friday, Saturday, and Easter Sunday. And we'll definitely have routine Easter services. Friday, one service. Saturday, one service. On Sunday, two services. Let's pray that the Lord will make the period a time of refreshing for all of us. God bless you. All right, shall we rise? Number 24. You know, many people don't know the wordings, so we've got to wait for this one to come out. Okay, take it again now. I cannot today what tomorrow may bring. It shall